Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Audit Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary of Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. If you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you can state your comments anonymously. As of now, we have not received any public comment forms for this meeting. And last, if you are a staff member, please state your name and your position for presenting yourself to the committee and to the public. And for our committee members, if you may please state your name before giving your comments or your questions. So with that, we'll quickly begin tonight's meeting. The day is Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, and the time is 7:05 p.m. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov to call the meeting to order.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would like to call Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll record attendance. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan. Alrighty, so with that, we do have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, I'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is for the committee to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Seconded.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Mr. Mohamedov for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and would like to make a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. There are no public comments at this time. We'll move forward next with the approval of minutes from the MPS Regular Audit Facilities Committee meeting on April 12, 2023. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The minutes for April 12, 2023 has been approved. Now we'll move forward next with the rest of the agenda, starting with information and discussion items, starting with 2A, Facilities Department Updates. These are verbal updates, so no report will be projected. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel and Director of Facilities.
Good evening, everybody. This is Patrick Ontiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. As we are having our facility and audit committee meetings on a more regular basis, I thought it would be helpful and transparent to have regular updates about all the exciting things that we have going on in the facilities department. There are a lot of projects that we're working on. So again, we just want to, in the interest of transparency and just making sure that everybody is on the same page, we will use this time going forward as a way to make the committee and the board aware of where things are at. So for today, what I thought I'd do is just provide a few overviews. One thing just to highlight is that we are holding regular facilities coordination meetings between the facilities department, finance, academics, just to make sure that, you know, we have so many things going on that make sure that everybody is aware of it and everybody has provided their input for these different projects. So that's something that we've instituted going forward. So going over some of the projects that we have for MSA 1, as you know, we purchased the JAM building at 18242 Sherman Way. We are in the process of converting it into a shell, basically. We're going to do some tenant improvement to make it usable as a gymnasium. So to that end, we did have a heart attack repair plans, and we've submitted them to building and safety. So that is in progress. The other couple things on that property that we're working on is, one is the occupancy of the modulars. We purchased them last year. We had hoped for occupancy for this full year that we're in now. Unfortunately, there were a lot of obstacles in the way, but we've been focusing on getting that completed. And we think we have a good path forward to get that done in time for the next school year. So we'll continue pressing forward on that. Also, concurrently, we are also working on vacating the alley to just make it a safer place for our students and staff so that, you know, we won't have traffic going through there. And, you know, obviously, again, just making it a safer environment for our teachers, staff, and kids. So that's for MSA 1. MSA 2, we've been working on our CUP. As you'll recall, it's not zoned for a school. So we are submitting for a conditional use permit to allow, you know, the construction and operation of MSA 2's campus on the site. Recently, we've been really trying to dig down into the program and the associated square footage, which obviously has a big impact on costs. So we've been trying to really just tighten it up and make it a sustainable project. So that's something that we're still working on, and we'll continue to do that. And obviously, concurrent with that, we're working on designs. And we are working on budgets to make sure that the budgets align. So that's for MSA 2. For MSA 5, we received notification from OPSC that we were approved for advanced design and site acquisition funds. So that was approved at the April 26th State Allocation Board meeting. So we got the notification, and so we are working with OPSC to on what steps we need to take to get that money. So that should be in about 13 to 14 million, I believe. Mustafa, does that sound right to you?
Yes, 13 point and some change. 13 million, yes.
Yeah, so we'll be working on that. And then we're, you know, still working, moving forward with DLR, moving the design forward. So we're making progress there. So those were highlight of some of the items we're working on. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm just quickly, Patrick, the advanced funding that we'll get will be used to close some of the outstanding bills from CLI, or how are
we? Our intent would be to use the site acquisition funds to take out the CLI loan. Therefore, obviously, you know, eliminating that interest accrual.
There was no prepayment.
There's no prepayment penalty, actually. We would also use, obviously, the design funds. We have a contract with DLR, so we'll move forward with. We made one payment so far. We have another one that we just received. So we would use that money to, you know, both pay them as well as reimburse ourselves.
Okay. We will have some expenses.
Yes.
Some fund left.
Yes. Yeah. There's about so our design funds are about 3 million is what we'll be getting from OPSC. You know, our contract is for 1.7 with DLR. We can also use that money to pay for DSA costs. Mm-hmm. We recently paid a pretty hefty sum to DSA for the entire project. So we'll be able to reimburse ourselves for that money as well. So, yeah. Thank you.
So we're pretty much on track right now with our budget then, as far as
we're still goes. Working on it. Yeah, it's a challenge right now. Originally, we're basically working off of schematics. So it was very difficult to zero in on a budget, but now that we have Erickson Hall on board, they'll be able to help us, you know, better define our budget, better define its ceiling. So that's something that we're
and our projection.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, another thing we're working on with them is early procurement.
Mm-hmm.
That will save us money because if we purchase, basically we'd be purchasing it ourselves. Obviously, they would be acting as our agents for that. We'll save on markup. So, you know, every little bit obviously helps.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I think that's a positive step forward.
We'll be paying directly to the vendor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The Edison Hall is okay with that?
They recommended it.
Okay.
Yeah, they recommended it.
So there's no middleman, basically.
Exactly. So if we were to do this at the state where we're bidding out the actual work itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, they could obviously secure the elevator, but then they're going to add 10% on top of that.
Sure.
So by doing it directly, we save that markup. And we also, you know, we also ensure that we will get the items in time because a lot of items have become long lead because of supply chain issues and that kind of stuff.
Any further questions from our committee? No further questions, then no actions will be taken for this item since this is just a discussion item. So now we'll move on to the recommended action item starting with 3A. Approval of award of contract for asbestos and lead-based paint abatement and demolition at 7111 Winnetka Avenue. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros, our General Counsel, Director of Facilities.
Actually, I'm going to turn it over to Mustafa Sahin, Project Manager, to go ahead and lead this this item.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Good evening, dear board members, colleagues, and stakeholders. This is Mustafa Sahin. I'm the project manager for Magnolia Public Schools. Sorry.
Go ahead. It's just us shuffling papers, Mustafa. This is Alfredo. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought someone was going to talk. Anyway, sorry. Okay, the item in front of you is to ask your approval of award of contract for asbestos and lead-based paint abatement and site demolition at 711 Winnetka, which is going to be MSA 5's new school or new home. So just the kind of background information. So we, you know, after when we were in escrow, we did some due diligence items, and then asbestos test was one of them. And then we, of course, since this building is old, and then we found some asbestos. So in order for us to prepare the site for the new project, we have to demo, but we have to first abate the asbestos and lead-based paint. So that's why we released an RFP. And then we received four proposals, and actually the comparison of the proposals are right here. Thank you, Jen. You know, I just put two companies gave a proposal to abate asbestos and demo the whole site. And then the other two, one of them, Restoration Management, only gave proposal for only asbestos abatement, and then NYM Construction only gave proposal just to demo the building or the site. As we kind of also gave them the opportunity or the flexibility to be able to submit their proposal, only one or both of them, meaning demo or asbestos. So the team, you know, compare those proposals. And then just one thing that we also would like to bring it to your attention is the interior demolition was also selected in 2017 to demo MSA One's old gym before we started the construction for the high school building. So, and then when we look at all the numbers and then the team, or staff is recommending to accept interior demolition proposal for this project. Again, $229,954.22 for demo, and then $79,470 for the asbestos abatement. And then when I they will start. I mean, they can start within a couple weeks. I already checked with them, but we have to wait. We have to wait until we actually, the second item that Patrick is gonna talk about or talk about this meeting is also has something to do with this project. But so anyway, so that's what I have. Patrick, did I miss anything?
No, I think that's you covered all the bases.
If you have anything to add, you're, you know, welcome. Do you guys, I mean, this is what I have. If you have any questions for this item, I can answer.
Thank you, Mr. Sahin. Is there any questions or comments from members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments?
The asbestos abatement, is that for the entire area or the school or just the gymnasium area and the wall that's coming down? Because I'm thinking if you're taking down a wall, you don't need to do abatement there.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's a good question. So the existing building is 21,000 square feet of medical building that it's been used as a medical building. And again, it's an old building. So they found asbestos, you know, under the carpet, they found asbestos on the wall, they found asbestos almost everywhere. And then we also included the asbestos report in our RFP. So those contractors would know exactly how much asbestos there was in the building. But so our thing is we have to demo everything. We have to demo the entire site to be able to start our brand new construction for MSA 5.
Thank you, Mustafa, for presenting. The asbestos, it's like red flag, really. It's asbestos, you want to be careful. One of the bids gave almost twice as much, almost like 149, and the other one is 79 for it. So we are liability on us completely goes away with this, right? Where they're taking this, how they're getting rid of the asbestos. Like Magnolia is not liable for the contract agreement, I'm assuming covers all that, right?
That is correct, Mekhan. That is correct. So they will be in charge of taking care of everything from A to Z, getting even permit, getting reaching out to the utility companies to shutting them off, and taking asbestos properly, and then taking away and then disposing it. That's all. Everything is on them.
Okay. So what I'm asking is like there are no like we're paying them this money, and then there is other invoices coming that Magnolia, oh, you have to pay the electric company this, you have to pay the city this, you have to pay the county this and that for getting rid of it. So it's not like that. It's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Now that's the walls and the ceiling, because the ceiling also carries a lot of asbestos. That's the one thing that I need to
cover. Everything, right?
Everything.
I think it's everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including the asphalt on the property. So they are going to demo, clean everything. So it's ready for the new construction.
And did we give them a timeline? Maybe I missed it. Like deadline or by when they have to have it done?
We didn't give them a deadline. Sorry, Patrick, were you going to say something? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you go ahead and then I'll add at the end.
Okay, so we didn't give them a timeline, but based on their email or their response, they said it's going to take 15 days to get their permit, and then 2 days to kind of arrange whatever they need to bring, and then 2 weeks to kind of start working on the demo. You know, they said within like 2 months, they will be done. That's what their timeline was. But again, we would like to kind of, because we don't want to kind of demo right away, because then the demolition may not be eligible for the grant that we are receiving from charter school facility program. So that's why we are in a very close contact with them. You know, even today I had a 30 minutes meeting, just going over all of the things that we have to do in order to not to jeopardize our grant award amount. So again, we are gonna coordinate with demolition company and then charter school facility grant, I mean, facility program people.
Okay. Anything, Patrick?
I'll just add, this is Patrick Monteveros again. Yeah, I just want to really briefly touch on what Mustafa said, because that's important. Sequencing here is really important. Mm-hmm. We want to do things in a particular order, in so that all of the expenses that we incur are eligible expenses under the CSFP. So, for example, we had thought or considered doing the demolition before we had the acquisition money, and we checked with OPSC about, you know, is that an eligible expense? Is that going to, I don't know, tarnish our award in some manner? And they were like, yeah, you could do it, but we wouldn't recommend it. So, you know, we're taking a very thoughtful approach to the sequence that we do things. So right now, you know, we'll talk about the next item, which is the transfer of title.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we want to do things in the correct sequence so that, you know, everything is an eligible expense, and we don't kind of shoot ourselves in the foot by moving too quickly and not taking into account all of these factors.
Thank you. Why I ask deadlines is absolutely not to rush things, but for more, there is a deadline that we can keep them accountable for.
Yes.
So maybe before the board meeting, it might be a better idea to have, you know, those deadlines that you talked about, Mustafa, and as long as it sits well with us being reimbursed, have it, so that we're keeping them on check, you know, with some sort of deadline where it's not taking too long, because, you know, it will have, at that point, hopefully they will deliver on time, but if they don't, then the next steps of the construction will be jeopardized, and then we don't want to get there, right? So let's have some sort of deadline on a written format.
Sure. Just to add, Mekhan, your comment, and I also talked to the vendor, and I explained them, tried mm-hmm. to explain them. I said, look, we are getting, you know, state money for this, and we need to kind of coordinate and then work with them very closely as we need to change the title. You know, I just gave them a brief explanation. They were like, okay, that's fine. You know, we are flexible. We will definitely go with your timeline and guidance. So they are also flexible, and they are aware of the grant requirements. They are aware of our plan, and they are also aware of our timeline. So I kind of made it clear so they understood. So they are also on the same page as we are.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question, Mustafa, just really quick? I'm looking at the first one, Interior, and then Ventura. Do we know why Ventura came in like almost twice as much on the asbestos?
Well, we didn't question, honestly. And then if you even look at the other proposals, it's the you know, the difference is getting higher and higher.
No, that's okay. I was just curious to know, because I was like,
we didn't ask the, you know, explanation why, and we, because I just if I say, hey, why is so higher? And then I would kind of make some comparison to the other bits that we receive. So that might also jeopardize, or I don't know.
Curious on that one. Okay.
Yeah, we just didn't think it was necessary to investigate more to understand why their bits was like very high.
And that's why my question to Patrick also was that liability-wise, as long as we clear that the liability is not left on us upon, end of this, is very important, because there is a price difference significant, and we are a returning client, so that might have some limitation. He knows us in they know the area better maybe. But at the end of the day, what matters to us is the fact that, right, that asbestos and everything that's related to it is not our liability once the project is complete.
Yeah, this is Patrick again. I'll just touch on that really briefly. There was no question about the scope of the work in the RFP. It was laid out for everybody. The scope was very clear. Once we complete the asbestos abatement, what you have to do is have the testing company that did the original report go back in and test again. So if they come back and say, well, they missed a few things, well, guess what? They're responsible. So okay. We'll make sure, obviously, contractually, that that is the case.
Awesome. Thank you.
Any last question from the bench? No further questions. The motion is for the committee to approve the award of a contract for 1, asbestos and lead-based paint abatement, and 2, site demolition for the Magnolia Science Academy 5 new construction project at 7111 Winnecott Street to interior demolition for a total fee of $309,424.22. $229,954.22 for demolition and $79,470 for asbestos abatement, and further approve that staff be authorized to negotiate and sign a professional services contract for such services in such form as staff may deem appropriate and in the best interest of Magnolia Public Schools. Furthermore, for the committee to move and recommend that the board of directors adopts the same. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries. Next, we'll move on to recommended action item 3B, approval of acceptance of title transfer to 7111 Winnecott Avenue from MPM Sherman Winnecott LLC. This will be presented by Mr. Ontiveros and General Counsel and Director of Facilities.
Hi, this is Patrick again. Good evening, all. So this item is also related to the MSA 5 project and the Charter School Facility Program Award. So in order to use the award for this project, the title to the property needs to be held by MRF for the benefit of MSA 5. As you may recall, we closed on this property back in October of 22. The property was acquired by a LLC, which is a subsidiary of Magnolia Properties Management, Inc., which in turn is a 501c3 support corporation. So for us to use the CSFP award, the LLC cannot hold title. The actual school or CMO needs to hold title to the property. And then the certain covenants, conditions, and restrictions will be recorded in the chain of title, as this is required by the Office of Public School Construction. So this action would allow MRF to take title to the property. We would still need the MPM Inc. board to approve the sale from the LLC to MRF. And so we will have that approved. But we're bringing this now because, as I mentioned previously, for the other item, getting the sequence of actions is critical here. So once we get the site acquisition and design funds, the advanced funds from OPSC, then we can use that money to purchase the property, have MRF take title of the property from the LLC. Once we do that, then we can do other things like site demolition and any other work that perhaps we may need to do, you know, leading up to the, you know, the start of the actual construction. So that's really the purpose of this item. We did an appraisal for this. That's one of the requirements for the site acquisition funds. So we would be submitting that as part of our package. And we would, the LLC would use the funds from the transfer to pay out the CLI capital loan, you know, thereby, you know, bringing our balance with CLI capital to zero. And we would move forward from there. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you, Patrick. So basically here we are starting to understand when we were purchasing the facility, MSA 5 was being purchased on its own as a MRF, and the SB 740 was going in parallel. Now we have to bring it back to its original title, where MRF has to be the owner.
Correct.
On the title of the agreement.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing here.
Exactly, exactly.
For the CSFP.
Yes.
Being our with the on a legal basis, basically.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. That's exactly true. You may recall MRF was in escrow to purchase the property. And then we transferred the right to take title to the LLC.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In order for the project to qualify for SB 740. That's how it's done, and which passes legal muster. So that's how we structured it.
Okay.
And so the LLC right now holds title to it. It doesn't have any of the conditions, covenants, or restrictions that the state requires. So as part of this transfer, we would be recording the CCNRs against the property, and all it really is the same. You know, this property is held for the benefit of the educational system of the state of California.
And it's the MSA 5 specifically, or the MRF? Are we naming the MSA 5 as the...
I don't know if actually MSA 5 is not its own legal entity.
Exactly.
It can't hold legal title, but, you know, obviously there are other agreements that we enter into with OPSC, you know, for this award. So I believe it's the name of the school is in those agreements.
Mm-hmm. Probably after it's added since.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, right.
And at the end of the day, ultimately, MRF is responsible for what happens at that site.
Right.
And everything is open, everything is going fine. School is operating. Any change to charter or anything that comes to MSA 5's way, it is ultimately the MRF still is gonna be the ultimate responsible party, or it goes beyond our norm because of the funding structure?
I think because of the funding structure, the state only looks to the revenues of, you know, even though MSA 5 and MRF basically one legal entity, mm-hmm. for purpose of the state, it looks at them as separate entities. You know, each school has its own number, unique
charter.
Yeah. So I think for purposes of the state, they will look only to MSA 5's revenues for payment of the half of the award that we're responsible for. Unlike another lender that might say, well, I'm going to look at MRF as a whole for all the payments that are due to me. In this case, I think the CDE, through these agreements that we signed with them, they will only look to the school itself.
And this is Alfredo, and I think from what was established with Santa Ana, and I think Patrick and Steve, you could confirm, is the other purpose is for them to intercept the money from the school to pay back the loan, correct? So for Santa Ana, the state intercepts some of the apportionments and pays the loan. So I think in this structure, they would do the same, right?
Exactly.
Yep. All right, thank you. And regarding the disbursement, so from what I see here, they disperse half and half. So let's say 13,832,733 is coming in, this evenly split between the grant and the loan portion.
Yes, correct.
So yeah. When we disperse it, does it have to be tracked the same manner, or it doesn't matter how we disperse?
You mean as like, far as how we use it?
How we use it, like, yeah. Like this half and half, like, does it have restrictions on, like, this part, the grant part is restricted to this and the loan part, or we don't have restrictions?
There are restrictions on it. That's why we asked the question fairly early on to, because we had thought, okay, we get this money, it's fungible,
mm-hmm.
right? We can use it for the acquisition, we can and pay back CLI capital, we can use it for construction, we can use it for all these other purposes. I think the message that we got back from OPSC is, no, you can't actually do that. You need to actually use the funds for what they were allocated for, because something goes sideways, it would make a difference as to how much we would be responsible for to the state.
Gotcha. So we have to track them.
Yes.
And we are tracking them.
And we are tracking, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Because it is, it's not easy to ask, so as long as it's being followed.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Any further questions from the committee? If no further questions. No further questions, the motion is for the committee to approve the purchase by Magnolia Public Schools of title to the property located at 7111 Winneka Avenue from NPM Sherman Winneka LLC for the benefit of Magnolia Science Academy 5 using the proceeds from MSA 5's award under the Charter School Facilities Program upon receipt of the advanced release of site acquisition funds. Furthermore, for the committee to move and recommend that the board of directors adopts the same. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion forward, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mihma.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries. And with that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this moment, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov. If you can please adjourn, the time is 7:43 p.m.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would like to adjourn Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey.
Good evening. Thank you. Hi.
A very good evening, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good